Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida Church seeks to resume in-person worship services again. This is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to talk about this case is Holly Mead.
Well, we've been representing and fighting for this church for quite some time now, and just for their right, which you just can't believe, especially in Florida, that this church is not allowed to have worship services in its own building that it owns.
Yeah, so this is like a storefront property. And so one of the sections of occupancy is purchased by this church.
Yeah.
And there's an association then that governs the different rules of the different property owners in this place. And so the church comes in to buy this.
Yeah, the building, I think, was originally a furniture store, so you can kind of visualize what that would look like in a shopping strip.
Yeah, so the seller and the homeowners association know that a church is purchasing the property.
Mm-hmm.
The church then goes to the zoning authorities and gets approval from the zoning authorities to occupy that facility as a place of worship.
And if it's a church, they're going to be having worship inside the building,
right? What
does
a church do? And then when it goes to the zoning officials to get approval, it's getting approval to have the worship services there.
Right. No problem, right?
So it starts worship services. Then the homeowners association says, well, wait a minute.
The condo association, I think
yeah,
it is,
it's
right?
Yeah, like a condo association.
A commercial
like
association.
A homeowners, but it's like a condo association.
Yeah.
So it comes in and says, wait a minute, you can't have worship here. We've got a restricted covenant or deed that says you can't have a place of public assembly. So they file an action to stop the church from worshiping. And on a Friday afternoon, this judge who was on the case, brand new to this particular kind of area, had only been in that, had been doing some domestic law and then got transferred to this court. I think had only been there for 14 days and never had a constitutional case, issues an injunction on a late Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
On a late Friday
Remind
afternoon.
Remind me of COVID and all that happened during that time.
I know. It brings back the whole thoughts of COVID. Friday afternoon. So
right.
You have no time to tell your congregation because worship services are Sunday. And by the way, this was during the cold snap of Florida,
mm-hmm.
where you couldn't really have the worship outside. We had weather in Florida that was below 32 degrees, so you couldn't worship outside in the parking lot. So the pastor notifies the church members by social media, but not everyone has social media or email. So he goes to the church on Sunday morning to notify anybody who didn't get the message that there's no church that day. Well, the homeowners or the condo association had summoned the police. I've got a picture of two police cars and SUVs right there. And they were summoned to the place. They weren't real happy with that when they found out why they were called
to come
there.
The police, you mean, yeah.
The police, yeah. They're not wanting to be the bad guy in this situation.
And the pastor notified his people, but I'm sure not everyone is on social media
but
and got
yeah,
the
so
message.
So the condo association people wanted to have the police there in case they would have worship so they could be arrested.
Gee.
And so the pastor says, no, we're not having service. I'm just notifying the people that didn't get the message. So the police can go away. But that started it, and then we went to the Court of Appeals, the State Court of Appeals, and then the next Friday, they put a pause on the injunction. But then the following Friday, these are three Fridays in a row now, they reversed themselves and they let the injunction go into effect again. It's like these people don't have any common sense about worship on Sunday.
So they got to meet for one Sunday in between all of this.
Yeah, they got to meet for one Sunday in
between. And then they were barred again. So.
Then they're barred again. And they couldn't meet outside because it was too cold at this point.
Now let's talk about the other businesses that are in that strip.
Yeah, there's other businesses that actually have public assemblies in that strip. So there is the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yeah.
And what do they have? They have bingo games.
That would be a public assembly.
That's a public assembly, right? They come together for bingo. That's okay. And they allow that. They also have a dollar store there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of people coming and going.
That would be a public assembly.
Yeah, they have a public assembly of different people that come there. They have other different kinds of things that they're allowing that are commercial in nature that they're not trying to prohibit.
But by Florida law, as well as the Constitution, you can't prohibit a public assembly of worship, can you?
Well, there's a Florida law that was passed, and aside from the constitutional provisions, Florida and federal, there's a specific Florida law that was passed that deals with these restrictive covenants and deeds. And it goes back to deeds that go back into our history, and some of the deeds are still restrictive in Florida. And this is not unique to Florida, it's all over the country, where the property owner would put in a deed as they would sell to a buyer, a restriction on how that property could be used. And some of those restrictions were along race, and some were along religion. So the racial and religious restrictive covenants were passed down. So somebody would buy the property. They may not have wanted to use it for a particular issue involving race or religion, but then they sell it to somebody else and it's just part of the deed. It gets passed down through history. And then someone says, you know, I want to have a religious worship here. I want to bring in various races, have a different event or something like that, and then say, oh, no, you can't do that because this got a restrictive covenant. Well, in order to stop that discrimination, because it goes back a long time in our history, sadly, Florida law passed a law that says any restrictive covenant that is based upon race or religion is automatically overturned, and it's no longer valid, it's void. It cannot be enforced. Well, this particular covenant is a covenant that restricts public assembly. And now they're applying it to the public assembly for religious worship because they're not applying it to public assemblies for, say, the bingo games or the other public events that happen in the same mall.
But when the church bought the building, they knew it was a church.
They knew it was a church. They knew it was a church. And so, you know, their argument makes no sense. Well, they say, you know, they try to deflect. Well, they're going to take up the parking space. No, even with the church full, they still have 260, I think, parking spaces available.
And they meet on Sunday, so
yeah, it's not when it's a busy time.
Not busy
of the week.
But it's a big parking lot.
That's a big parking lot. The parking is not an issue. That's a red herring.
Right.
They really just don't want a church there. They don't want a church there. So, you know, the fact is they can meet for bingo, but if they bring out the Bible and start having praise and worship as part of their bingo, I guess that's prohibited. But if they just meet and they don't bring out the Bible, have teaching, and maybe have some praise and worship, then that's okay. Their assembly is okay. Although the restrictive deed said public assembly. You can't have a public assembly. This is a public place, right? This is a shopping mall. What else are you going to do in a place like that? But the public assembles. And they assemble for the bingo. They assemble to go to the Dollar Tree. They assemble for some of the other events there. They should be able to assemble for religious worship.
Right. I mean, if you're going to have a ban on all public assembly, then it has to be a total ban. You can't just pick and choose what you want to ban, right?
Well, that's true, but I think they even have a problem if they were trying to ban everything. Even if they said, okay, we're not going to allow the bingo anymore, so therefore you can't have you. You know, there's the various laws that are here. You've got the Florida Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I drafted that. That was adopted by the Florida legislature as far back as 1997. We have the Florida Constitution. We have the Florida law against restrictive covenants. We have the United States Constitution. We have all of these different laws that they are in violation of, and that should be a fairly open and shut case, but we're still litigating. So we now are back at the Florida Supreme Court, asking the Florida Supreme Court to intervene and stop this injunction. At least allow the church to meet while the case is under litigation.
Right.
Because now they have no place to meet. Right. They've got a property that has been zoned for worship and they have no place to worship.
And they can't even meet in the parking lot, right?
No, because they're going to call the police and have them arrested to meet in the parking
Goodness
lot.
Goodness gracious.
This does bring back
like
the
COVID.
Old memories of COVID.
Yes.
And those are not good memories.
No.
With the restrictions on places of worship.
We're done talking about
so
that.
So this is Coastal Family Church. Please continue to pray for this case and our legal team. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.